As of the end of 2014, the number of people over 60 years old in China have reached 212 million, accounting for 15.5% of the total population. Of the 212 million, around 1 in 5 were considered either disabled or partially disabled. Relaxation of the family planning policy is expected to provide part of the solution to the challenge of an aging population and to become a new driver for the economy in the long run. Li Bing, head of the National Health and Family Planning Commission, said the decision to eliminate the one-child policy will also bring it with other considerations for parents.
符合政策生育的夫妻可以获得延长生育假的奖励。
Couples who are allowed to have two children will be entitled to longer marriage and maternity leave if they have the second baby.
Under the current laws, people who marry later or delay having kids are given more time off for weddings and maternity leave. Li Bing says these articles are going to be eliminated from the new draft, but says there are some exceptions.
同时明确按照老人老办法的原则。
The amendment will not affect the welfare programs enjoyed by the elderly, whose family abides by the current family planning law. Parents who have only one child and parents whose only child is disabled or dead.
At the same time, embryo harvesting and surrogacy will remain illegal. Those caught could face fines or even jail time. The new two-child policy is expected to add an extra 30 million more people to the labor force by 2050. It's also going to decrease China's elderly population by around 2%. For CRI, I'm Wang Mengzhen.